Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, everyone. This is Paul Andrigo here. I am doing the top 10 sold stories in Toronto GTA for the week ending March 15th, 2024. And this is essentially the final Friday of top 10 sold stories for the winter session. So as of next week, as of I believe it's Tuesday, spring starts. So for a lot of you, this might be the most important wealth report update you'll get all year long as we go from the winter season into spring. This time period right now is when the most successful Toronto GTA homeowners are getting ready to sell with me. And I hope you listening, everyone that's out there listening, feels the same way about the results that you expect. When you're selling your property, you cannot be in a position where you are under-marketing your property, where you're not doing absolutely everything possible to make sure that people know about it. The reality is, many of you are not being featured on the right marketing platforms. And you need to be very demanding about that because you're leaving hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars collectively on the table in some cases. Meanwhile, there are some sold stories happening right now that are absolutely mind-blowing, volcanic, in fact. And you probably don't know about it. And on top of that, your listing might not be attracting those types of buyers. This week alone, there was a property that sold for $1 million over asking. That should be enough to tell you that there is not enough inventory. And I'm talking about the upper level of sales in the city. I'm talking about over 3 million. And most of these reports, the top 10 anyways, are usually from 3 million and up. This week's top 10 ranges everything from the high 2 million range for asking price right up to almost $8 million for asking price. So there's a lot going on. And if you are near any of these, maybe if you don't see this, the picture, you won't be able to know. But if you're anywhere near the downtown core, if you're anywhere near the various neighborhoods that basically would make up, I'd say like the York Mills, the Bridal Path area, the Don Mills area. If you're anywhere in those areas, there's been a lot of activity happening there, a lot of activity. And then when we zoom out, we're looking at areas like Whitby. We're looking at areas like King City. We're looking at areas like Oakville and Mississauga as well being in demand. But the secret behind doing this right is reverse engineering it, meaning that you need to see what's happening in your area and you need to understand it in detail so that you can benefit from that process. And at the same time, I want to make sure that you're also avoiding the mistakes that many are making in terms of what their properties are being marketed like. And that is something that you cannot afford to make that mistake. You cannot afford to not have your property listed here on this podcast when it's for sale so that I can tell everyone the story behind it and help build up so much excitement that it helps to just add a little bit more buzz to the property, and possibly the podcast could attract, which it has done many times, the most qualified buyers in that area that might not have noticed your listing or might have skipped over it for whatever reason. So my focus, and this is why this is such a collaboration project every single time I do this, it's to bring as many people as possible to your property. Those who are maybe a little bit underqualified, and even those who are overqualified. And the good news is, all you need is one person that's overqualified for your property to walk in, say they love it, and be able to pay for it, maybe even in a cash purchase or something like that. So there's a lot of really exciting stuff happening, but you can't make the mistake of just saying, well, I'm just going to list with the person who sold me the house or the guy that had the sign 2 weeks ago. You cannot settle like that. Please don't make that mistake. And at the very least, do your due diligence. So include me in the people you're speaking to, whether it's in real life at your property, which is ultimately the best way to do it. But the second best way is virtually. And I'm happy if it makes you happier to do it this way, I'm happy just to sit down on a virtual call, Zoom, whatever, and tell you a bit more about your property. And once you've signed up for this report, which is the first thing you should do right away, sign up at realestatewealthreport.com. Once you get this report, the good news is you'll automatically get my 7 secrets to success for reaching top sold prices. It's so important that you know what the things are. And I do hope that you follow through and still sell with me. But either way, it's just so much more important that you know what those things are. And then wherever you decide, of course, you're going to decide anyway. Some of you have already, over the years, made your decision before you talk to me. But the good news is you at least gave me the chance to explain to you something that maybe you didn't know. Maybe helped you understand a trend that's happening that you were not aware of. Because I've been studying these sold stories for almost 25 years, and over the last few years, you might have heard a few of these podcasts, so you know that this isn't something I just started doing last week. I'm trying to make sure that you guys get the maximum storytelling effect from this. So I hope this has been helpful. And I really hope to see your sold sign on this map soon. I hope to be the one telling that story, and I'd love to have the chance to do it. RealEstateWealthReport.com is the place to sign up for your initial report that you must see before ever signing anything with anyone. Make sure you get this information so that you've at least got every opportunity to get the best sale price for your home.